Welcome to the O Woman Podcast, where we discuss oh so many things about women's sexuality, bodies, thoughts, and lives. We'll talk about everything from our relationships, to our orgasms, to our children and our ovaries. And we'll share outstanding experiences and ordinary ones. I'm Emma, and a big open welcome to you. Thanks for joining me today for the show for episode 45 of the O Woman Podcast. Today I wanted to talk about a topic that I was really reminded of last night and this morning. And that topic is being able to kind of recharge yourself and your life with sex, by having sex. And most people who enjoy sex, which is most people, there are certain things that you realize sex does for you after you have sex, especially if it's been like a week or something since you have, that you kind of forget how valuable it is in so many ways and on so many levels beyond just being a sexual fun experience. And so I wanted to talk more in detail today about some of the ways that having sex positively affects you and your life and your relationship beyond just the moment that you're having it. So to me, there's really kind of four main large categories that sex benefits in your life. And to me, they're really, because some of them are obvious, like sex benefits you in a physical way, but there's a lot of layers to how it benefits you physically. So that's really the first big one. Also, sex benefits you in an emotional way and a mental way. And sex benefits you in sort of a social way, like a social emotional way, but this has more to do with like your relationship kind of, versus the way I think about sex benefiting you emotional in an emotional way has more to do with your own thoughts, the way you're viewing the world, that kind of thing. And then lastly, in my opinion, sex benefits you on a spiritual level too. Whatever your spirituality happens to be, I think it really wraps into that. So I kind of wanted to just talk about those four categories, ways that sex benefits you. Almost as like a holistic, healer. It's not a holistic cure, of course, for things, but it can definitely heal in a holistic way. More than you think it would, because a lot of issues that we have in our life or stresses or problems can really change and kind of go away or at least be minimized by having sex. Now, when I talk about this, I'm clearly talking about having sex with a person that you feel comfortable with and safe with and relaxed with and, where you feel comfortable with your own sexual appetite and your own sexual understandings and pleasure when you're with them. Otherwise, sex can be kind of a stressful time. You know, when you're first in a relationship, it's a little hard figuring out what are you supposed to do with that person and how are you going to be sexually. But so I'm talking more specifically about a relationship that you're comfortable in, having sex in that way. And related to that, if you're having sex with just yourself, if you're masturbating or whatever, a lot of these things are benefited in this way too. So there's a lot of crossover, orgasm, sexuality, there's a lot of crossover between all of that together. First of all, having sex benefits you in a physical way because it is sexual, clearly, and it's physically satisfying to have sex and to have your body be touched and to feel the sensations that go with it. You have so many nerves in your skin and in different parts of your body, your genital regions, your face, your head, your hands, your feet, that it feels really good to be touched and it feels really good for those areas to be connected to someone else or to have someone else touching them in many cases. So on the most obvious level, sex helps you recharge, physically because it is a release. And that's kind of the theme that, to me, is related to sex for my life. It's a release of tension and stress and all sorts of things, which benefits you on all the levels that I'm talking about. But it's a release, to me, in a physical way, of muscular tension. So, and not just the muscular tension that you, of course, naturally are going to kind of build up in the process of being turned on and sexually intense with your partner. It's a muscular tension that, to me, I feel like sex dissolves it. It's a muscular tension just from life. Your work, your stresses in the world, things like that. Because sex is such an animal experience and such a very physical one, that whatever tension you're holding in your shoulders or your back and your muscles, different parts of your body, it really, you forget about that when you're really in the zone sexually with yourself or with a partner. And it allows your body to, in my mind, almost go back to its more basic state before you had all this tension, you know, in your body. And if you have the major health issues like, you know, back problems and things like that, that's different. I'm talking more about on the week-by-week, day-by-day basis of what affects your body. That can really dissolve or utterly go away through having sex. I feel like after I have sex, I sleep so much better. And I don't mean like I don't wake up in the middle of the night, because every now and again I will. But when I have sleep problems, this is me personally, I have sleep problems based on more of a physical way, like I can't get comfortable or something, even though our bed is really comfortable. We used to have a horribly uncomfortable bed. Now we have a comfortable one. But that's not, you know, it doesn't have to do with the bed. Like, I know that. It has to do with my muscular tension, my body. Like, I feel like I lay in certain positions and my back feels kind of stiff, and, you know, or I feel like it's hard for Jason and I to kind of spoon or lay together because everything seems kind of stiff and elbowy and angular, and we keep poking each other. But after we have sex, we can just kind of fall asleep in any position and we wake up feeling like Gumby, like no problem. We don't wake up feeling stiff, like when you wake up and your neck's all twisted around, you're like, oh my god, I'm gonna wake up and have a really horrible crick in the neck. It doesn't happen after we have sex. It's almost as though, I mean, you hear about how when people get in wrecks and one of them is drunk, it's like a drunk driver situation and the other one isn't. Oftentimes the drunk person has much less injury because their body was so fluid and not tense at all when the impact happened, that they kind of just went with the flow and the body didn't have such a hard hit to it. And I almost feel like it's like that. It just goes even deeper in your system than like a massage would go. And it just causes a lot of the tensions and the issues that you're feeling to kind of fade away. And so I noticed that I get really great sleep after I have sex, regardless of in what position I'm sleeping, on my back, on my stomach, on my side. It doesn't really matter. I sleep like a log. Like, I might wake up and go back to sleep, but there is no sense of, it's just that feeling when you wake up and you're thinking, oh, I'm too cold, or I'm too hot, or I'm a little stressed, or I'm thirsty, or what's that noise? You know, there's none of that. If I did wake up because I was thirsty, there wasn't any tension in my body about it. It was like, oh, I'm thirsty, I'll wake up and I'll get some water, you know. So that's one way, the biggest way to me, that sex is such a physical recharger. Because of the release of sexuality, your muscles loosen. They really do. Now, I also think that you're physically recharged by sex for more reasons than just the sexuality aspect of sex. I think it has a lot to do with just the intimate physical touching, that aspect of sex. That can really be achieved when you're snuggling with the person you love, or you're hugging your child. You know, that really helps you feel relaxed and nice too, if you're spending a lot of close time with someone that you really care about and trust. Skin-to-skin contact is such a mammalian thing to show love and affection, and just to be relaxing and caring. Grooming each other, taking care of each other, massaging each other, brushing each other's hair, whatever. You know, any of that contact, which is also really social, is such a relaxing thing for almost all mammals that I know of, that aren't just solitary mammals naturally. And too often in our day-to-day lives with our partners or our spouses or the people that we love, we don't do as much of that contact as we want to do. And so if we're not having sex, you know, for a few days or a week or whatever, sometimes you'd sort of forget to kind of touch base almost with the person that you love and spend some time touching them. Oftentimes I feel like, and this is in my case, every now and again, as a woman, I will avoid some physical contact because it might lead to sex and I'm just too exhausted to do it, which really is sort of a backwards thought when you think about it, because sex actually recharges you. But in the moment you're thinking, oh, you know, it's like delayed gratification. Like, in the moment, I have to actually put the energy behind, you know, doing sex, even though I don't really want to. But then halfway through, I like it, and then I feel more relaxed afterwards. But you just don't want to get over that first hurdle and obstacle of having to get in the mood. You just want to go to sleep. You just want to finish the dishes. You just want to do whatever, you know. But it actually works in the opposite way that you feel it does in the moment. It actually benefits you in the long run and relaxes you more and lets you actually feel more relaxed as you go to sleep early. You know, even if you go to sleep an hour later because you've had sex, sometimes you really just need to do it because you're going to feel more rested than if you went to bed an hour earlier and didn't have sex because you didn't get to release that tension in your body. There's other ways, you know, to release tension in your body, like you get a massage, you could take a bath. But the great thing about doing it through sex and a connection with your partner is because you're doing it with them. They're getting the benefit too. You're doing it with each other. So it's a really great relationship building moment. And you're taking the time to connect with them, which, as I was saying earlier, sometimes you don't get to do that as much as you want to. I mean, if we all had our way, we would feel so connected to our partner and the person we love all the time. There would never be arguments. There would never be issues. There would never be a moment where you look at them and go, "Who are you again?" But sometimes that's just the way it is. And to get back to the middle, the place where you guys feel most connected, and, you know, to recharge the partnership, you kind of, sometimes you need to go for it. And going for it, meaning having sex, more often as opposed to less often, is going to benefit your relationship to an extreme degree. Hilariously, Jason's grandmother, one of Jason's grandmothers, has said to him an advice in an advice form, and not joke, I mean, she's joking, but this is real information that she, you know, she's really giving him real advice. She says, you know, keep your relationship strong. You got to have sex at least 3 times a week. And I think that's so entertaining. You know, it's coming from his grandmother. I feel like that push towards having sex more often is traditionally thought of as more of a male-centered thing, but women should be demanding it too, asking for it, saying, this is a relationship builder. If I'm craving a strong relationship, this is something I need and want to do. And if you have a relationship where you get a lot of great physical stuff and responses back and your partner is really considerate and caring and pays attention to you sexually, then why not do it? This is the best therapy ever. It's the best way to get in touch again with the physical relationship between you and your partner. Sex also really benefits me on a personal, like, emotional level. And I'm going to talk later about on, like, kind of on a social, kind of emotional social level that has more to do with your specific relationship with your partner. But to me, it's just as valuable as being a benefit to my own personal way of thinking for, you know, for the week, for the day. I'm a really impressionable kind of person. I'm a really emotional, empathetic person. I really absorb other people's energies and feelings. And if they, especially someone I really love, they seem out of whack, I immediately feel out of whack too. And I can't ever pinpoint, is it me? Is it them? What's the deal? How do we fix this? So one of the best ways is to just assume you're out of sync sometimes and think of ways to get yourself in sync. So having a really great conversation, having sex, you know, sometimes you need to have a great conversation to lead into having sex if you're feeling disconnected from each other. But it benefits me because it changes my outlook for just stuff I'm working on and my life and my job. Because this is partially because it's so physically relaxing. You feel like your brain can finally shut off. But because your brain and your body is so fully, totally, completely connected, you need to be aware of the way they're linked and work with both pieces. So if, you know, if you're kind of naturally a stressed out person, you can't just go to therapy and talk about your feelings and that'll get it all out. You have to mirror fixing, you know, working on that kind of stuff with your physical life. You have to think about what your body does when you get stressed. Do you tense up? Do you crunch up? Do you start to hyperventilate? What do? You have to think about how to control your body to control your mind and vice versa. You have to breathe, you know, lay down, meditate, take a deep breath, that kind of thing. And sex is so great for me in that way because I've always been horrible at meditating. I cannot meditate. It is really hard for me to clear my mind and think of nothing. Now, what I would consider for myself comparable to meditating or kind of similar to what people call meditating is when I just allow myself to sit and kind of zone out, because that is really thinking of nothing. And if it's thinking of something, it isn't thinking of something in a action, active kind of to-do list kind of way. It's just thinking of things like, oh, it's a bird, and oh, it's a dog, and look, they're doing this, just observation kind of thinking, which to me is a very Zen thing, because my brain is naturally very, you know, hot-wired to solve problems, organized constantly. That's the way my brain works. I'm not really an unfocused personality. I'm very focused and kind of one-track mind when I get something into my head. So the feelings of euphoria and the feelings of a release that come after sex really help my brain shut off. I've talked to so many people that say, I couldn't go to sleep because my brain wouldn't shut off. And that isn't, like I said before, my issue with going to sleep. But I still think of stuff all up until I go to sleep. Like, I'm thinking and thinking. It doesn't keep me awake. Like, I'm not always thinking about things that are bothering me that I need to fix, and I gotta stay awake to deal with it. But my brain, you know, never really shuts off, I don't think, until, except in moments where I'm able to kind of just, you know, focus on nothing, look out into outer space and think of nothing, or look at nature, or something that's very a peaceful kind of thing. Or when my mind is clear, which is after sex, I just think of absolutely nothing. I don't think of consequences or what's next or what I have to do. I just feel so relaxed, both on a physical level that is informing my emotional state, and you know, in my mind, I feel so relaxed and so kind of zen and at peace with what just happened and my relationship and things like that, that I am finally allowing myself to do nothing and to not be worried about doing nothing. And I don't realize this in the moment. I'm not thinking, oh, I feel so relaxed now. You kind of look back on it and think, oh my God, I was so relaxed after we had sex. You know, you wake up the next day and you think, I feel so rejuvenated this morning, and yet we got less sleep than other days. You know, it's cutting on chemicals in your body that help you cope with life. Because life is fantastic, but life can be hard. And you don't need really any outside influence in your body to be able to cope with life in most cases. You can just use what you have in your body to do it, you know. Some people take drugs to make them more excited. Some people take drugs to calm them down, you know, whatever works for them better for that day. But the best drug is working with your body and your mind in a natural way, and sex is the best at that, because it works for both. It works for your body and for your mind. And in the aftermath of having sex, I feel sort of such a zen, anxiety-less feeling for a while, so that whatever I choose to think about in the aftermath, even if it's something that previously made me nervous, like, oh, I'm starting a new business, like, it makes me anxious thinking about it, I'm able to reflect on that thought that I had before, but none of the anxiety carries over. I'm just in my mind laying there and thinking of what's possible without thinking of all the extra bothersome possibilities that are negative. It almost gives you like just a clean slate from which to look at things that you're interested in doing. And of course, later, the next day, the next hour, it depends. You could get stressed again, you could get bothered again. But it's a great time to use the relaxation that's flowing through your body and your mind to just have a different lens to look at things that you want to be done. Because it gives you also a glimpse of what your life can be like. You can let go of a lot of these stresses, and you can let go of them on a more permanent level. And that takes work, and that's a different story. But it gives you a glimpse of you as the person that doesn't carry a lot of baggage around with you, that doesn't carry all these extra fears around with you. And so to me, sex is such a tool in that way, because I carry a lot of extra anxiety around with me, and thoughts and worries, and what if this, and then this, and then this. But it kind of dissolves that in your brain, and it lets you just look at it as if you were a child, almost facing a new problem and just excited about thinking about what to do. Now I want to talk a little bit about the social recharging benefits of sex. Now, like I said before, this is kind of the social emotional side, and more specifically, relationships with the person you have sex with, your partner, the person you love, you know, whoever that person is. Generally, it's probably one of those. But this also extends out into your larger communities of people you love. So your immediate family that lives with you, your children, maybe, I don't know if you have any parents that live with you, anything like that. The people you work with, you know, it extends out in ripples of the communities in which you're embedded. And on the most obvious level, sex is a great, great link and connection for you and your partner. Now, that is if the sex was, both of you felt like the other party was paying attention to them, listening to them, caring about what they wanted and needed and loved, and that you felt like the sexual exchange was equal. And that's the big thing. For sex to be such a medicine, I feel like it needs to be very equal, or at least equal in the minds of the partners, whatever that is. Otherwise, it's not such a medicine. If you give more than you get back and you feel upset by that, or if you get back much more than you give, then that you know, that's not going to be the best situation for improving how symbiotic and connected your partnership really is. So the aftermath of sex, the relaxation that you feel, is really good. It's really easy to kind of carry over to your relationship and to other close relationships to you, because, like I said, you know, the tension, there's a release, and the tension is gone from your body. So you're approaching new situations with kind of an open fluidity that applies to your body, and that applies to kind of your psyche and the way you're interacting socially. So, you know, your kid comes running in the room later that day and is like, nah, you know, acting like a lunatic, or what you would have previously perceived as a lunatic. It's going to give you a greater ability to take a breath and go, okay, what's the problem? Please explain it to me. You know, calm down, instead of just wanting to go, be quiet, leave me alone, I can't stand the screaming. It gives you just an extra moment to reflect on the kind of person you want to be, as opposed to the kind of person that you might accidentally be when you're annoyed and frustrated. Because everybody has those two different people. You have the annoyed, frustrated, butthead person you don't like to be, that you are sometimes. And then the person who's patient and more loving, and not more loving, but appears to be more loving and more understanding and calmer, you know. And then when you respond in that way, you're feeling more calm. So you respond in a calm way. What you get back is calmness in return. You create the energy level, especially in your household and especially with kids and pets, who really pick up on your energy level. When your stresses and your anxieties and your physical tightness has gone away, they can pick up on that. They know, and they're going to give you back emotions that mirror that. Since we're social creatures, we mirror each other's emotions. We have an empathetic way of interacting, which is unique and special about humans on an extreme scale, that we mirror each other's feelings. So if you're giving out calmness because you had a moment, you know, to reconnect and to get centered, then you're going to get it back again, and it's going to start a really great chain reaction that for a good long time will keep its own momentum up. And of course, you have to feed the chain. You know, you have to have sex again with your partner. You have to take a bath. You have to calm yourself down. You have to do whatever. But it's a really awesome pick-me-up that is a quick fix, that there's no downside to it. You know, it's, like I said before, it's a fantastic, fantastic drug. And people always say that you have to work, you know, to keep a partnership alive. A lot of people say it in relation more to marriage, you know, like you have to really work to stay married. Have you been, you know, people married for 50 years? How have you done it? Oh, well, it's work, but it's worth it. That kind of a concept. It's like that with any relationship, whether it's short-term or long-term, you have to work to keep it going. And a lot of that work is related to being able to constantly reconnect with this person. Every day that you live and every day that your partner lives, you grow. And you can grow together and you can grow apart. And you can grow to be different people. But if you still work at your relationship and you work on reconnecting, you can keep your relationship and your love alive. You can keep it. It can, you know, work. You can just go with the flow with each other, but you have to check in. You have to constantly check in and get an update on what's new and exciting with that person and what their life is becoming in front of your eyes with you. And the best way to do it is sex, because most women that I know and most people that I know, men or women, like to talk and be emotional and talk about how they feel in relation to that sexual situation. Most people don't just have sex and then move on and like, okay, what are we doing now? Most people lay around and they have a conversation, or they have a conversation before. And that's your reconnecting time. That's the time that you have that pretty much ends up being undivided attention to this. Because how many other times in the day can you spend undivided attention on that? Or do you spend undivided attention on that? There's a million other things pulling you different ways. But if you're kind of in the zone and you're interested in getting sexy with it, you're going to put some energy into it, and you're going to, you know, really come out with some great results, some really good conversations, some really good confessions and emotions. And that is what builds your relationship. That's what keeps it going. And I understand now why one of Jason's grandmas said that to him, the thing about having sex this many times a week. I think it, in my opinion, it had less to do with the sex and more to do with all of the social relationship, like, you know, interactions that surround the sex. That's what keeps a relationship going. So if you're not having sex, I feel like you have a problem, because that's one of the greatest avenues for reconnecting on 800 different levels, not just physically. So that's something really important to think about. And lastly, to me, sex recharges you on a spiritual level too, which in my mind, spirituality is connected to everything that you do in your life, that's connected to all the other aspects I talked about, your physical self, your emotional self, your social self. But having sex allows you to reconnect with yourself and recharge spiritually, because it reminds you of how awe-inspiring your life can be. Not just from how pleasing, you know, physical experiences can be, but if you're succeeding in kind of recharging yourself in all these other ways through sex and with your partner and stuff, you can look and think how fantastic that an experience, like, you know, sex as an experience, can rekindle a relationship. You know, it can rekindle my emotional awareness and get me emotionally ready to face whatever comes next. And then it also reminds you how connected you are to all of the universe. Such a large, large system. And then even on a smaller scale, how connected you are to everything on the earth. So many animals and plants reproduce. And that's what, you know, sex is originally for that. But, you know, so how many people have children in the world? So many people. You think about, that's how your children came about, was through that act. So how is that act not a sacred, special event in some form? Whether or not you're trying to have a kid at the moment or not, that's not it. That doesn't matter. But the point is, the potential is there. The potential for you to be a creative person is there. And if you're not having heterosexual sex, there's still the potential for creating a fantastic new beginning is there. Because it reminds you how connected you are to all the animals in the world, to all the natural experiences that ebb and flow, that where connections and links in the world must remain connected and linked through maintenance. And one of those, you know, social connections, one of those ways to, you know, maintain is through sex. Or maintain your emotional state is to allow yourself to relax and face the new day. And you can do that through sex. So it's really a rejuvenating act to me, if it's done with someone you trust and love, and, you know, all the other things that I mentioned earlier. It's a rejuvenating, recharging act that's really unlike any other. You can't find anything like it anywhere else, because it does everything all at once. It deals with your physical self, your emotional self, your spiritual self. It's almost you as an entity expressing your ability to recharge yourself. And I just think that's so fantastic and great. So I just want, you know, kind of want to finish by saying, if you ever, you know, are kind of in a funk, one really great way to fix it, I think, is to first, you know, get yourself in the mood and get yourself ready, emotionally open and ready, so that you go into sex feeling happy about it. But is to have sex. I, you know, every now and again, Jason and I will get in a funk where we don't have sex for like a week or a week and a half or something like that, which people always say, oh, you haven't been married long enough. It'll be longer, you know, when you get older, there'll be a longer break, or after you have kids. And that's well and good. That's fine. You know, it's all relative, you know, but sometimes, you know, we'll get in, it's not really a funk, but we'll just get in a phase of time where we haven't had sex in a while. And I realize, at that point, like, I don't always consciously realize sex will solve this kind of, like, little bit of a disconnect that I'm feeling. But then after we have sex, I realize it's so obvious that that's what it was. And part of me is less inclined to want to have sex during this disconnect time. So for me to get in the mood, we have to hang out and talk about our day and make sure we have undivided attention, you know. Sometimes it's a little bit of an effort to think about it. And sometimes, like I said, you want to go to sleep, you want to skip it. But it's going to actually make you feel all these things that you thought were out of whack. They're all going to be fixed. Like I was saying, I didn't realize, you know, I never do. I always think I should remember this for next time, but I just can't. You can't remember it for next time in the moment when you're kind of feeling like a little out of whack with yourself and just things. You can't remember like, oh yeah, I fixed that by having sex. Because it seems like the furthest thing from your mind at the moment. But it totally fixes that. Because afterward, you look back and you think, I felt disconnected a bit from myself. I felt disconnected a bit from my partner. I felt disconnected a bit from certain aspects of my life, my physical self, my emotional self, because I was stressed or tired or not in touch with myself. But it taps into all those things, and it allows you to recharge all of those things. I've said this like 8 times already in this episode. I'm probably rambling, and I apologize. But and so the next time you're feeling kind of in a funk or out of whack, think about, when is the last time my partner and I had really connected, special sex? You know, it can be hot and heavy sex. It can be sweet and relaxed sex, as long as you're on the same page and you're into it and you're feeling connected about it. When's the last time we did this? Think about it. If it's been a little while, that's probably part of the problem. Because for people who are really very relationship focused, most humans are, you know, that is kind of your center of understanding yourself. We're social, so our identities are very related to our social selves. And this is, you know, your partnership with who you love or who you're with is the most important social partnership that you have. So getting reconnected to that through sex is the best way to go. Thank you so much for listening to the O Woman Podcast. I love talking with you guys. Please remember to subscribe on iTunes and rate some of the episodes so that I can get, 1 to 5 stars, get some rankings so that iTunes can, you know, better recognize the podcast for what it is and that kind of thing. So subscribe on iTunes, O Woman Podcast. Check out the website, owomanpodcast.com. You can email me, Emma@owomanpodcast, for questions or comments or any idea you have for a show or anything. You know, anything you want to say, I want to hear it. I love feedback. It's really fun. So do that. And then also check out the Facebook page, O Woman Podcast, on Facebook. So do all those things. And once again, thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you. I don't know who all of you are exactly, of course, but I feel you, and I'm glad you're there. And I'm so glad to get to speak with you every day. All right. I'll see you next time. Bye.